Let's turn in our Bibles to John chapter 13. There's a verse in Hebrews 13, verse 1, it says, "Let brotherly love continue." And the word continue means to stay in a given place, to remain, to endure. And in John 13, verse 34, we read, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you have love one to another." Let's stop there and look to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, we are indeed the most blessed and privileged people on the face of this earth, because we know the God who created everything, and He lives in our hearts. And we thank you for your eternal word, forever preserved in heaven. And we thank you for the word of God living, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, who loved us enough to go to the cross of Calvary and pay our sin debt for us. We pray tonight as we consider your word that you will encourage us and that you will help us and give us attentive hearts and attentive ears. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. In 1 John chapter 5 and verse 3, we read this. It says, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous." And there's a few other verses that go with this. John 14, 23, Jesus answered and said unto him, "If a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him." The word abode, it means we, the Father and I, the Lord Jesus is saying, will abide. We'll stay with those who love me and keep my words. We'll make our residence with him, our mansion with him. And so many places in the Bible we read about the love of God. And in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 7, we read, "Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God. And everyone that is born of God, everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God. For God is love." And then in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 9, it says, "In this was manifested the love of God toward us. This is the way that God showed his love, that he manifested his love toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him." And verse 10 says, "Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." the propitiation for our sins. It means that the Son of God made amends for sinners. He atoned for our crimes. And God sent his Son to be the atoning victim for our sins. The Son of God died for every sinner and every transgression who's ever lived on planet Earth. He talks a lot about this in 1 John. He says, "Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another." Beloved, if God loved us, we ought also to love one another. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Perfected in us means that his love is consummated in us, in our lives. The completeness of his love perfected or accomplished in us was so that we too could love one another as he loved us. We ought to love one another as he loved us. That sounds like a pretty tall order, but not with God. It is with us, but not with God. And this is how we know that we dwell in him. 1 John 4:13 says, "Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he hath given us his Spirit." And John said, "And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world." In the Gospel of John, in chapter 15 and verse 2, the Lord Jesus said, "This is my commandment. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you." And the following verse, in verse John 15, 13, we read, "Greater love hath no man, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Greater love hath no man than this. And the evidence of that is the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. The Bible tells us that whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And he says further that in John 14, 16, "We have known and believed the love that God hath to us." God is love. We just read that. "And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him." And herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. The Bible says there is no fear in love. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. And it goes on in 1 John chapter 4. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and many men do say that, and women, I love God. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, if a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment we have of him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also. In the Old Testament, under the law of God, in Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 18, we read that thou shalt not avenge, that means to retaliate. Thou shalt not avenge, nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people. But thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. In Deuteronomy, we hear similar admonitions. For example, in chapter 6 and verse 4, hear, O Israel, hear. The Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And he went on to admonish the children of Israel, and these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shall talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them on the posts of your house, and on thy gates. And it shall be, when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham and Isaac and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest. Again in Leviticus 19 and 18, thou shalt not avenge, nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people. But thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. In Thessalonians, Paul wrote, but as touching brotherly love, you need not that I write unto you. Paul wrote that to the church at Thessalonica. But as touching brotherly love, you don't need that I write unto you. For yourselves are taught of God. God teaches you to love one another. I don't have to write and teach you that. God teaches you that. In 1 John, we read, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not." Why? Because it knew him not. And he goes on to say, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God," right now, "and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. And every man, woman, boy, or girl, every man that hath this hope in himself purifieth himself, even as he is pure." And in the Epistle of Peter, it's all throughout the Bible. Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 3, "And finally, be ye all of one mind. Be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another." Compassion means being sympathetic. Being sympathetic. He said, "Have compassion one of another. Love as brethren. Be pitiful. Be courteous. Not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise, blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that you should inherit a blessing." For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. And every man that hath this hope in himself, he purifies himself. We are to love God. The Bible is full of that. Full of that. We are to love God. We are to love one another. We are to love our neighbor. In Matthew chapter 22 and verse 37, the Lord Jesus said to a man, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind." We might say, well, that sounds like a pretty tall order. Not with God. Not with God, for with God, nothing is impossible. We mentioned at the beginning, the Lord Jesus said, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you." The Lord Jesus wants everybody in this auditorium who names the name of Christ in sincerity to love one another as he loved us. He calls us to do that. The Bible says that we have been called unto liberty. But we should not use liberty for an occasion of our flesh. We have liberty in the Christian life. We're not under any kind of bondage. We have liberty in Christ. But he says, only use not liberty for an occasion of the flesh, but by love, serve one another. I mean, we read the life of the Lord Jesus in the Gospels. That's all he did, his whole life on this earth. By love, he served people. And the Bible says in the book of Galatians that all the law, all of it, all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The Bible tells us that our conversation, which not only means our speech, but it means our manner of living, the way that we live, and speech is certainly a part of that. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. That's not hard to do. You look at the people of Haiti today, they're Christians. A lot of Christians down there. And they've got it terrible. Be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave you. I will never leave you. The Lord Jesus tells the believer, you and me, I will never leave you, nor forsake thee. Never. What more could you ask for? So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. And then we read in Hebrews, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to him. God is not unrighteous. God is not unrighteous to forget your work, your labor of love, which you have showed toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. The Lord Jesus, again in the Gospels, the Gospel of Luke, said, but I say unto you which hear, love your enemies. The Lord did that. We were his enemies. He loved us. But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies. Do good to them which hate you. The Lord did good to those that hated him. He died for them. Bless them that curse you and pray for them which despitefully use you. And unto him that smiteth thee on one cheek, also offer the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid him not to take thy coat also. The Bible says that we should give to every man that asketh of thee. In other words, people need help in many, many ways. And if someone asks us, we should give to every man that asketh of thee. He said, as you would that men should do to you, do ye likewise also to them. If we just love those who love us, the Bible says, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do the same. And if you lend to them who of whom you hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. So the Bible says, as we therefore have opportunity, let us do good to all men, but especially to those who are the household of faith. In the Old Testament, under the law, God told his people, if a stranger sojourn with thee in your land, you shall not vex him. But the stranger that dwelleth with you shall be unto you as one born among you. And thou shalt love him as thyself, for ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. We read, and now Israel, what doth the Lord God require of thee? That's a question God asks all of us. What does God want from us? And now, Israel, what doth the Lord God, thy God, require of thee? But to fear the Lord thy God, and to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. See that none render evil for evil unto any man. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. He says in 3 John verse 11, beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. Demetrius hath good report of all men and of the truth itself. Yea, we also bear record, and you know that our record is true. The Bible tells us in Psalm 34, depart from evil. Depart from evil. And do good. Seek peace and pursue it. And in Romans, finally, we read in chapter 8, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, God knew us from eternity past. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. That's what God is doing. He's conforming us day by day to the image of his Son, so that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we say then to these things? What shall we say to all these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Hebrews 13:1 says, let brotherly love continue. Let's ask the men to come forward now.